Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Now we're going into a one-hour Christina Liu show. Bunny is joining us, who is Otto's wife. And we also have Joan, sit down, be a good girl. Joan is joining us, who is Dennis's wife. And actually, you know what? It's very important because we had a little conversation earlier in reference to when Dennis was talking about his wife and his kids. And I know that both these ladies in this room are very special women and very supportive of their family and friends, of their family and their husbands. And the, what is that? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You do not get good kids unless the parents are good. And I'm saying that to the four of you. Because no matter what happens in life, you don't have wonderful children if mom and dad didn't give a damn. So at the end of the day, Dennis is having the, going through what you're going through is terrible, but the joy of having four girls and four boys, we don't know how the boys are, we didn't talk about them, but if you want to, we will. No, with you is tremendous. And now with a 21-day-old Dennis, those are the things that life's about.
Yeah, sure are. It sure
we is. Also have Christina Lewis, and it's her birthday party. Delayed birthday party, but it's her birthday nevertheless.
Yeah, wow. I know. Yeah, you're really throwing me off today.
What's the number?
No.
The infinity sign. Now we can start the number next week. I said I have to get this squared away. It was getting too confusing for me.
Oh, very sweet. Thank you very much. And actually, I was really enjoying the Otto and Dennis segment, though.
I was
crying in the corner, I will fully say. I'm texting all my friends. Like, this is an inspiration to all of us. And so you're a very big hit amongst my friends, amongst my best friends. So.
Well, it's the truth. And I am not, you know, giving idle praise. You went through hell. There's no question about it. And I have, and I said earlier, people that have gone through less, they don't come out of the house. Why? You come to dinner tonight. Why, you know, my fingernails still didn't grow back. Oh, mother of God. But that's the way they live. And, you know, you can only do so much sometimes for a person. So you know, and then again, I'm going to repeat myself 1,000 times, and you have the same situation, everybody here. It's the strength of the family. Because nobody's an island, and if you think you are, you're dead.
And you know, there's the phrase, you got to get off the pity pot. You know, you can stay on the pity pot so long, and let's get on with it, you know.
Right, I agree.
And some people have a knack for making mountains out of molehills, and they get a tiny little problem. And it becomes like all-consuming for the entire planet. And I think you got to learn to put things into perspective.
I like that, Otto. Don't get stuck on the pity pot. Very good. Yeah. See, sometimes things get recirculated. This is a special moment in recirculation.
Right. We'll have T-shirts made up. Saying,
exactly.
Like, there
exactly.
We go.
Yeah, right? What a good idea for your birthday.
Next year will be happy birthday. Happy no birthday. Pity pot for me.
I like that, though, because that's my motto, because I certainly try to keep things light and positive as much as possible.
You do, 100%, and you're the same thing with your family. Yeah. And you keep them going when, you know, something goes... Nothing's going to always be perfect. You know that yourself.
But you said work, too. Some people get the feeling like people are born with this. They're like, that it's so easy. Because the day you were born with this wonderful, positive outlook.
Right.
All right? I don't believe that at all. You mentioned earlier that you read things. I remember reading Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Okay.
Dale Carnegie books on mind and influence and how to stop worrying and start living are books.
Are you that old?
Yeah, I am. And all these things, I believe you have to work at. I don't think anybody is...
There are very few people
that are truly blessed with, as soon as they're out and they welcome the world, that everything is peachy.
I think you
just have to work at it.
No, and I also think it takes a lot more hard work, and that's why people, you know, don't, it's easier to be negative and woe is me and, you know, be on the pity pot, you know. But it takes a lot of work.
It does take work.
Because I always laugh because, you know, my brother, we were actually having this conversation. I was like, James, I work every day to really count my blessings. Legitimately say, you know, wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm thankful for this. Because as me and John always say, the two of us, it really could always be worse. Right. You know, and there really are people who are struggling. Not that you're wishing ill will on other people, but it really is something that, you know. But, it's really something that I think is an important message.
But I think that's important for people no matter where in life. I mean, it's easy for me to say, like John has said to me, this is just a live conversation, that he admired me because of my attitude. But I said to John, because John also mm-hmm. has gone through many difficult times, that until you're there, I haven't been in his shoes. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I know how I'll be. I hope I'm as good as he's at it, mm-hmm. or Dennis. But until you're there, I believe you almost have to pre-prepare yourself that if these kinds of things are going to happen to you, you're going to handle them in a positive way.
Right.
You know, and I believe you work at that even before it gets there.
I agree. But it's also people around you. And helping create that. Now, I'm going to share something. Christina was on vacation last week, and she sent me a little picture of something wishing you a good day, or whatever it was. Those are the things that just boost your spirit. It's like, oh, my God, she's on vacation. But
my brain doesn't stop just because I'm on vacation.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. Wait a
minute. Do we sing on air?
You can, absolutely.
Well, we're celebrating Christina's birthday. We're happy to have everybody here. So,
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Christina, happy birthday to you.
I don't have my phone.
Now,
I'm not sure I have a picture yet.
Tell them what your real birthday is.
My real birthday, April 3rd. Last month.
But nobody celebrates Christina's birthday on that day.
Dennis and Joan, I'm going to have to tell you a story so you know what's going on here. Rebecca, just move a touch. I started doing the show like 3 years ago.
I think it was three years ago. Maybe 4 years ago.
Maybe it's 4 years ago. So, when Judy said it was four years ago. So it was 4 years ago. So January or February. And then April comes along and it's Regina's birthday.
I like that.
April comes along and it's Christina's birthday. April 3rd. And something said about her birthday because the weekend before, she was having a party.
Oh, because it was my 30th. It was 4 years ago.
So she's having a party. Okay, that's very nice. And then I see the following weekend. We're not that friendly yet. And what are you doing this weekend? I said, well, tomorrow night I have my birthday party. And tonight I have my birthday party. I said, but you had your birthday party last week. Oh, but not having the real party tonight. Okay. The following week comes along. I said, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I have another birthday party. I said, wait. This is the third week of birthday party. There was a birthday party every weekend, every night at that weekend.
And
I was like, oh, my God. But it's the truth. And I'm seeing pictures on Facebook then. Everyone's a gala.
Well, Christina celebrates her birthday 364 days a year. And the day of her birthday, she doesn't celebrate.
So then we started this, you know, what's today's date? It's 300 days till, but this one got messed up.
It's exactly a month.
Oh, is it right?
Today's the third.
Wow.
You're right, month 34 years.
There we go.
Just, you know. But no, that's the whole story how this came about. I've never met a person that has more birthday celebrations, and you're truly deserving.
Oh, well, thank you.
There's
very
no question
much.
About
thank
it. You know,
very, very nice. It's a great show. It's so nice to be here. You know, they laugh. I come back to work, and I'm always very happy on Fridays because being here, it's really just the best. And I'm lucky and blessed to have this as one of my responsibilities are at work, because it's certainly you learn something each week, you know, and especially today, you just felt good. Oh. And got me emotional, you know, it was really wonderful. And I think you all are an inspiration to all of
us. One of the good things, John, about being friends with Christina, speaking about birthdays, is when it's your birthday, you get all kinds of great
stuff. That's
right,
because I equally very celebrate
personalized.
Everyone else's
yes.
birthday.
So
right.
It's not just always all about
her.
It really isn't. It's about everybody. So she likes to celebrate birthdays in general.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth, for that.
If you follow Christina on Facebook, you will find that she celebrates everything.
Yeah.
In a big way.
That's right.
But the bigger thing, John, if you turn around and say, oh, my God, we have a 12-and-a-half-year-old's, not birthday, half-birth, because he just got a haircut, but they cut it on the wrong side. She's got the perfect hair. Like, the bad hair cuts 12 and a half year old day.
It's a true skill
like,
set.
Come on, how did you find set. Something?
I know, I said I should make that a business. I get phone calls from my friends. All right, what do you think I should get this person? Right. I was like, I should be charging for my services at this point.
And what's Sunday?
And Sunday is my wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
So we'll be celebrating that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, the birthday.
But yes, that's a lot of celebrating.
We can keep going? Okay. I'm trying to get organized with the
time. I know we're just really going
John, we never worried candles. About the clock before. So.
No, I know, but I just, you know, we're trying to get it.
Yeah, we don't want Dan to kick us off air. Dan's on here, so we have like all things going crazy.
Actually, I'm getting up anyway, because everybody here was working for PI when you came on.
Yes.
Not
everyone. Yeah, it's yeah.
Not
who
Sherry
wasn't?
Yet.
I
wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry wasn't. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sherry's the new one.
Okay. Yeah. But you three guys were.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. But actually, you know what? We will take a break because then I'm moving over and I want somebody else to sit here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio this morning on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And when we come back, we're celebrating Christina's birthday and we want Dennis to participate more because, honestly, you are her birthday present because you're the person. Honestly, there's no question about it. We'll be right back.